Morning, associates. Need all available associates, all department managers.
Back at the Supercenter in Bentonville, employees gather for the morning meeting. A daily ritual at 5,000 Walmart stores all over the world. It's part of the Walmart culture.
Morning, everybody!
Good morning, Jack!
Everybody doing all right? Okay, let's talk about sales. Hey, we had a pretty good day yesterday. We were up 6.5%. Meat was up 19.2% yesterday. Great job in our meat.
It's a pep rally around Sam Walton's low-cost, low-price formula for success.
Way to go. Who else got an item?
88 cents has an 85.23% mark.
Woo!
Great item.
All
great
right.
item.
They're $1.50 for 24 and a 30% mark.
All right. Good item.
96 cents, Puritan socks.
Pay close attention. What they're talking about is how Walmart pulls in millions of shoppers by touting what it calls the opening price point.
Awesome.
And then we have Simply Basic socks for your dollar a buck with 94 cents.
Awesome.
We sell, in all the colors, we sell about 60 pairs a week.
Okay.
Opening price points are the rock bottom prices that Walmart showcases in special displays. The $9.14 saucepan. Trick-or-treat jack-o'-lanterns for 78 cents.
The opening price point is clearly a foundation of who we are and how we interact with our customers. We feel that they need to have the best product, the best value, at the best price we can achieve.
It's the heart of Walmart's pricing strategy. Walmart puts tremendous amount of planning, organization, and thinking into what their opening price points are going to be based on last year's sales, based on customer requests.
Every line of goods has an opening price point, the cheapest item in the line. For example, this $29.87 microwave oven. It's a good price, but it's also the bait to lure customers to that department.
Just to get you in, you look at that and you think, wow, what a great price. Then they got you, because you walk about 10 more feet and you see the item you really want in that same category, then you buy that item, but it's not going to be probably the lowest price in town.
So are you saying that the opening price is the lowest price and actually will beat the competition, but maybe other items in the same category aren't necessarily the lowest price?
Oh, absolutely not. Once you walk past that opening price point, they got you, because you've already formed the perception that everything in that department is the lowest price in town.
And maybe it's not.
No, it's not. No, I can tell you it's not. I can tell you from experience, it's not.